Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. We're diving into something huge today, finding purpose and meaning in life's crazy journey. Ever feel like you're just drifting along, going through the motions? Like there's this big question mark hanging over your head that says, what's it all about? You know, that feeling when you see someone absolutely killing it, living with passion and intention, and you think, man, I wish I had that fire. Well, guess what? That fire exists inside each of us, waiting to be ignited. Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools for uncovering your purpose and living a life filled with meaning. And trust me, this isn't about sitting on a mountaintop chanting mantras or becoming a monk. It's about practical wisdom you can apply to your everyday life, even if you're juggling a million things at once. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoicism that can help us find our purpose? First off, remember this. Happiness doesn't come from chasing external things, fame, fortune, material possessions. They're like smoke and mirrors, fleeting distractions that leave you wanting more. True joy comes from within, from living in alignment with your values and contributing something meaningful to the world. Think about it, what are you passionate about? What gets you fired up? Maybe it's helping others, creating art, learning new things, or even just being a good friend. Mix up, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Stoicism teaches us that obstacles are inevitable in life, but how we react to them defines who we become. When you face a setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger and wiser? It's like leveling up in your favorite video game. Every challenge makes you a more resilient and capable person. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are beyond our grasp, the weather, other people's actions, even global events. But we have complete control over our thoughts, our attitudes, and our responses to situations. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your own ship. Don't waste energy worrying about storms you can't control. Instead, focus on steering your ship in the right direction, setting your sails for success, and enjoying the journey. Fourthly, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but truly appreciating the good things in your life, your health, your relationships, even a warm cup of coffee can make a world of difference. When you're grateful, you shift your perspective from scarcity to abundance. You start noticing the beauty and meaning all around you. And finally, remember that purpose is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about constantly evolving, learning, and growing. Don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, and discover what truly resonates with your soul. Life is an adventure, so embrace the unknown and keep searching for your own unique meaning. Speaking of finding purpose, let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. A few years ago, she was feeling lost and unfulfilled in her corporate job. She was going through the motions, but her heart wasn't in it. One day, she stumbled upon a local pottery class on a whim. She had always loved art, but never thought of it as a career path. That first class changed everything. She discovered a passion she didn't know existed, the tactile joy of molding clay, the creativity of bringing something unique into being. It was a light bulb moment for Sarah. She realized that purpose wasn't about finding some grand destiny, it was about pursuing things that brought her joy and fulfillment. Sarah quit her job, took some risks, and now she runs her own pottery studio. She's happier than ever, living a life filled with meaning and purpose. So, what can you take away from this? First, don't be afraid to explore your passions, even the ones that seem unconventional. Second, remember that purpose is a journey, not a destination. It evolves as we grow and change. Thirdly, trust your gut. If something feels right, pursue it with courage and conviction. And finally, never stop learning and growing. Embrace challenges as opportunities for self-discovery. You've got this. Now go out there and find your purpose. The world needs your unique gifts. Let me know what you think of today's episode in the comments below. Share your thoughts, experiences, or even just a favorite quote from the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of How to Be Stoic. See you tomorrow for another dose of strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.